We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Montana State Athletics Bobcat Insider Podcast. This is your home for all things Montana State Athletics.
Well, hello and welcome to the Bobcat Insider Podcast. I'm your host, the voice of the Bobcats, Zach Mackey, for another edition, and we're ramping it up with fall football getting up. That's right, it is back in the mix. Quite some time for many of you Bobcat fans out there, many of the players, coaches, everyone involved that has had to wait over 500 days for a chance to be able to get back inside Bobcat Stadium and get things back rolling. It's already, as this podcast comes out, just a little more than 23 days away right now from opening kickoff in Laramie, Wyoming. So it's going to be an exciting time. And it is going to be just an electric atmosphere all throughout this season. I know season tickets are rolling off right now. Everyone's kind of getting involved in one opportunity to be able to get that. So you can visit the ticket office or msubobcats.com, secure your season tickets to make sure you get an opportunity to get inside for every game throughout this fall. And as always, we remind you that the best teams are led by the people in the field. Case IH equipment is built by farmers who use it every day. Learn more at caseih.com/Bobcats. And also, Bobcat Nation, Toyota has created a rewards program specifically for you. As part of the Toyota Rewards Program, you can win exclusive swag throughout the year, along with receiving a premium giveaway in the mail each time you bring your vehicle in to be serviced at your local Toyota dealer. To join the program, visit msubobcats.com/Toyota Rewards to register. Toyota, proud to be a partner of Bobcat Athletics. Again, this is the Bobcat Insider Podcast presented by the Rocking R Bar, a great sponsor of the Bobcats all throughout the season. Get a chance to be able to get over there for the fifth quarter throughout those home games. Once the game gets done, everyone heads on down to the R Bar to be able to enjoy themselves throughout the rest of the day. You're going to have to get started a little bit early when Gold Rush comes around. That's going to be the sole night game here at home this season. Otherwise, it's going to be throughout the day, and you'll get an opportunity then to be able to go there afterwards. We have to do it beforehand, maybe this weekend, a little afterwards, whenever we get to Gold Rush coming up. Hey, make sure you show your Bobcat spirit. Wear blue and gold at home, at work, and at play. Find out where to purchase your Bobcat gear at montana.edu/Bobcat Spirit. And as Montana's land-grant university. Montana State University integrates education, creation of knowledge, and art and service to communities. Find out more at montana.edu. Well, we're a week into practice. Today, Thursday, was the very first day that guys went full go with the pads and everything. And kind of the first opportunity, they still aren't tackling to the ground, and you're probably not going to see much of that in fall camp whatsoever. To just the way college football has advanced and the technologies that they have now, they just have found that they doesn't help as much taking them all the way down to the ground. For the most part, they've been playing thud, kind of hit them and wrap up, let it continue to go that play along. I had the opportunity to be able to talk with Bill Lamberty. Myself and Bill have been out at practice each and every day and kind of getting an opportunity of where the Bobcats sit with a brand new coaching staff, a lot of differences, a lot of those similarities coming back. But Bill's got a good perspective. He's been here for a very long time. And he's every day putting out content on MSUBobcats.com. You could check that out and be able to get exactly what's going on with these guys each and every day. We also remind you that Mesa Moving and Storage is Bozeman's own local and long-distance moving company, and they're here to help your home or business move through change. Call for an estimate today. That's Mesa Moving and Storage right here in Bozeman. Without any further ado, let's take a listen in. With our preview here of fall camp with Sports Information Director Bill Lamberty. Back here on the podcast, now joined with Sports Information Director Bill Lamberty. And Bill, it's kind of crazy. We've been, I know I keep seeing in your articles and different things, over 500 days now since a Montana State football game. I know a lot of people are can't wait to get back out there, get an opportunity to be able to see the team, and a lot of those guys are excited to get back out there.
Yeah, there's really some good energy in camp, and it's due to new coaching staff, a lot of it's new to just the new season, but boy, it's been a long time. And you know, when you look at the roster, you notice that there are a high number of guys that were here 2 years ago and then sat it out here at MSU and didn't look for other opportunities, didn't just walk away from the game. And so I think that really has this group keyed up and ready to go.
Yeah, you've been through, as you've been here for quite a while, you've seen a lot of coaching changes, a lot of differences. I always think it's so interesting when you go out there and you got a new coaching staff. You're trying to do the same thing, develop players and win football games. And there's so many different ways to be able to do it, which is always interesting. And I think you see that especially when new staffs come in.
Yeah, and it's always interesting to watch a staff kind of take on its own personality. You know, and so many times a staff will sort of reflect the personality of its head coach. And Brent Vegan is a very calm guy, very detail-oriented and thorough, but on the surface, it's very calm, and the coaches kind of coach that way. It's not a lot of screaming, not a lot of rah-rah stuff. It's a very sort of a business-like operation, and it's been interesting to watch these guys, even though, you know, a lot of the staff is familiar. A lot of the assistant coaches were here 2 years ago, and a couple of them go back 4 or 5 years, but as a group, it's a very very thorough, very organized, very business-like coaching staff.
You know, as we record this today on Thursday, and tomorrow we'll mark 1 week into camp then and kind of the first couple of jitters out of the way. Anything for you, I know, as you've been out there quite a bit every day, anything stand out right out of the get-go that has kind of interest you?
Yeah, 1 week into camp and 3 weeks until we fly to Laramie, so that's kind of amazing to think. I just think that there's a real strong, you know, you think of it as being a real new situation with having skipped a year and having a new head coach and two new coordinators. But to me, it's a real strong veteran presence. You know, there's an experienced offensive line. There are experienced defensive line. There are really experienced players at every position group. And I think that really sort of carries every day for me, is that you always are able to look out there and see guys that have been through it before, that have fought the fights and been through the battles, and they know how to get the job done. Chase Benson and Troy Anderson and Callahan O'Reilly and Tyrell Thomas, and even guys, you know, even starters at positions that are quote-unquote new starters. Jeffrey Manning played a ton at Oregon State at safety, and Matt McKay, if he's the starting quarterback started games in the ACC at NC State. So just a lot of experience and that kind of calmness that comes with the knowledge that you know how to get things done.
I was in the hallway the other day talking to Coach Sprinkle, in fact, and, you know, talking about they got a number of guys coming back. They're going to have some depth, and, you know, it's got to be great coming into the season. He joked and said, yeah, but everyone in the country has everyone coming back, too. And that's kind of – I wonder how that's going to play this year in college football. There's so many guys – we go up and down the roster, and they're freshmen. Well, they're really here for their third year, but they get a redshirt, and then they get the COVID year. And then, I mean, it's just going to be interesting, college football as a whole, how many older players we're going to see and guys who get a lot of experience.
Right, and with all the movement here in the last year or so, there's so many, even if Montana State added four players over the summer, where those are all four kids that are probably going to play a lot of football. David Alston is a defensive end. Blake Heel is a defensive tackle. Those two kids will both for sure be in the rotation. Probably not starters right away, but they'll both get on the field. Trey Webb was a starter at San Jose State, an all-conference kid during their ascent to the top of the Mountain West. They literally, that program went from the worst in the league to the best in the league through his time there. So he's got a set of experiences that is really valuable. And Cam Gardner, the receiver from Utah, is a really dynamic player. He's gonna really positively affect this offense. So I just think, in addition to the fact that, you know, everybody is so experienced and has so many players back, I think you maybe try to find edges, and I think maybe those four summertime additions will be maybe players that boost the Bobcats in the right way.
Well, Bill, it's another fall camp coming up here, and another time we're talking about a quarterback battle. It seems like that's been the case over the last couple of years now here at Montana State. They got a good one going on. We've got, four guys on the roster who have won Division I football games. There's a lot of battle going on in there. Matt McKay looks good, and it's just it's another one of those long battles going down.
Yeah, and if you look at it, if either Matt McKay or Tucker Rovig start that first game, it'll be six straight seasons with a different starting quarterback for the Bobcats, and that's kind of amazing. And yet you look at it at the quarterback position, you think, wow, must be in turmoil, must be young. It's not in turmoil. It's actually a really stable position. It's not young because, you know, the youngest guy, Tommy Mulott, has actually been here a year, and beyond that, there's a new freshman named Sean Austin, but, you know, the three guys, McKay and Rovig and Bauman, they have all started Division I football games. And so it's an interesting situation, always interesting to be in a quarterback competition, and I think it's maybe competition in quote marks because it might not be, it may be kind of sort of decided because Matt McKay's listed as the starter right now, but it's a position where I think maybe it's more of a case of how do you get the most out of it than what do we got and how do we get something going there.
On the other side, they've got a number of options to throw to out there, too. I know out of camp there's been some guys, who passed the eye test right away. I mean, there's some receivers this year, some of those drop-down guys, some of those even young guys who are quick, some guys with experience. I mean, that's a position, too, that I think could play dividends throughout this season just with some of those guys that will make you kind of turn your head when you're walking around at practice.
Dude, that's a crazy talented position. I was watching today and Jaden Smith, a freshman number 17, who only played a couple of games in 2019, he made some catches today, and I was sitting there thinking, he reminds me of who? Like maybe Michael Jefferson, who was a fifth-year guy when he was here in 2006, or Aaron Hill, who's a one-year guy for Oregon State transfer, maybe back to Chip Hobbs. I mean, he's a big athletic guy, and he has amazing hands. He catches everything. He is a tremendously talented kid. And then you look at Cam Gardner. Nate Stewart is another big kid, the transfer from Kent State, Akron. He's a MAC transfer, and he's a talented kid. And then you look at Lance McCutcheon, Bozeman High, who's in his fifth year in the program, and I think he's primed for a tremendous year. All that kid's ever done here is catch huge passes, touchdown passes. So, that's just a crazy talented group. So the process of figuring out who and how the ball is delivered to them is really going to be important, even beyond the fact that, yeah, you got to pick your starting quarterback. But that receiver group is just amazing when you sit there and watch them in practice.
Yeah, and the other part of that kind of that tiger head that comes together is also the running back position. We talked at practice, I know, the other day, saying there are so many guys that position's got the most depth, I think, of, I mean, guys that could start right now at any school in the Big Sky. And there's guys who just, frankly, probably are not going to be able to get enough playing time that are going to go and become starters somewhere else. There is so much depth in that room as well, too.
I mean, you know about Isaiah Fonte. I think everybody's read about Elijah Elliott, a freshman who's just really a talented player. He's a smaller kid and more of a speed guy, but they've really focused on getting him the ball sort of in the middle of the line with some room. So getting him through that line in a hurry, and he's looked really good. And Lane Sumner is an experienced guy who's way faster than you think he is. He's a really good football player. But then, you know, it seems like every time I'm out at practice, I'll look down for a second, look up, and number two is streaking down the field ahead of everybody, and it's Demarius Hosey, and he's a kid that coaches have talked about for 3 years here, and how do we get Demarius the ball, and we got to get Demarius in there. And so I think you're right. That's going to be – I mean, you always have attrition at the running back spot during the course of a season, but MSU seems pretty well positioned to stay productive at that spot no matter what happens.
And up front where it all starts, Bobcats have five guys that are very solid when you go up and down. I mean, they are very that's a position I think that not a lot of worries around those five guys. The problem right now and during camp is trying to develop more guys behind them if something happens, injuries happen throughout the year right now. But those five are going to be some stalwarts right up front to get it all started.
Yeah, Coach Vegan stopped just short yesterday of saying that Cole Sain was the starting center. He said it's almost decided if it's not completely decided. So that kind of gives you four spots that are decided, or four players that are going to start: Lewis Kidd, Zach Redd, Cole Sain, and Tui, Taylor Tui Asisopo, which means that fifth starting position will be held down probably by TJ Session or Dylan Porter or somebody in the mix. And so then what you do is you pick the fifth best player. You know, you pick the best player of those that are available to you and plug him into his best spot. And there's enough position flexibility. Coach has talked about that a lot this spring. Lewis Kidd is lined up at the left tackle spot, but he could move inside to guard. Taylor Tuiasosopo could move from guard to tackle. He could play center. Zach Redd could play center, and Cole Sain could kick out. So there's a lot of flexibility there that you can pick your five best guys, and you don't have to, you know, force someone into a position that's unnatural.
Over to the defensive side of the ball now, too. That's where we've seen maybe the biggest difference in terms of coaching staffs. New, we've got a little bit of a different front come by the way of the Bobcats here in the upcoming season. Now, Daniel Hardy is a guy up front who I know has been making a good impact in camp, as well as Amandre Williams. Some of those guys have got some holes to fill from 2019 on the defensive front, but it gets some experience coming back as well at that position.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a spot with, Coach Vegan said today that the four starters are basically solidified. There's no worries about them. They're really playing good football. After them, there's a lot to be figured out, but there's a lot to like. Brody Grebe has looked really good in practices here these last few days at the end position. Byron Rollins is a very steady performer, as is Tua Areta is healthy. So if he stays healthy and available at the nose tackle, he's a kid that, you know, you'll get good things out of. Blake Schmidt, Ben Seymour, and Sebastian Valdez at end. So it's David Alston, the Nebraska transfer at end. So there's, there are a lot of numbers behind those four starters. And, you know, the concern isn't so much, you know, what if this and this and this happens, we're going to be thin. It's what if this and this and this happens. These guys haven't taken varsity snaps yet, but they have the ability.
Then moving back a little bit to the linebacking position, Callahan O'Reilly came onto the scene just roaring back in 2019, turned himself into a starter midway through, the Bozeman native, and then you also obviously have another Montana native in Troy Anderson, who is returning as an All-American there for the Bobcats in that position group too. I mean, Coach Bobby Daly has got a lot of talent to be able to work with in that middle part of the defense too.
Yeah, and there's been a little bit of a switch over the summer months and early in camp. Callahan O'Reilly is listed as the Will linebacker now, and Troy Anderson is the Mike. And the reason is that in this scheme, you always think of the Mike as being an in-the-box, in-the-middle-of-the-field guy who's going to get to his hole and make a play at the line of scrimmage. In this scheme, the Mike linebacker has more freedom to play sideline to sideline, to make plays, to get out in space a little more. And so they made that change over the summer, and now both Cal and Troy, I think, are at positions that fit their natural abilities better. But there's a lot of good depth behind them, experience depth. Nolan Askelson was sort of a part-time starter in 2019. Danny Uluia-Lakepa is a freshman who has really looked good. And there's two linebacker positions if you take the nickelback out of the mix, because that's sort of a separate entity now in the base alignment. But there are probably six or seven kids that you line up. Jory Choate has had a really good camp and really looks like he's playing him way into linebacker reps. So you look at those linebackers and you think to yourself, oh, that's a lot of guys. Now, that's another position like running back where you have some attrition and you're going to face some change over the course of the fall. But it's a group of guys that that are pretty impressive.
Then, in that secondary a little bit of a different scheme this year with the nickel more incorporated throughout the defense. Ty Okada has kind of been that guy a little bit. He had that injury that set him down in 2019. But sometimes, when you can find a guy that has got his ability to be able to fill a gap, stop the run, but yet also can play in the secondary and can cover a guy running down the field. The hardest part, I think, is trying to find someone who's able to do that. When you do, then things can come together. It looks like he's having a good camp and hoping to be able to stay healthy throughout the season.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of flexibility and versatility built into that nickel position. And the listed starter is Tyrell Thomas. I'm visiting with Tyrell the other day at Media Day. He is very excited to play the nickelback. He loves playing inside where you can sort of play in space a little more. And I think he also really likes the challenge of playing the role of nickelback against bigger packages where he's got to get in and stick his nose in there against the run game a little bit, against bigger receivers and tight ends. So Tyrell is really looking forward to accepting that challenge. But where you see the flexibility and versatility built in is that his backup is Taden Gilman, who's a linebacker. He's a bigger kid at 6'1", 2", well, no, that's not right, 6 foot 220. He's a very strong kid from Kalispell. And, so against heavier sets, against two-back sets, against two tight end sets, he'll be the kid that is in that nickel position, and he'll be more capable of taking on blockers or being effective against the run game. And Tyrell can then slide back out to a cornerback spot. So that's where you're going to kind of have to pay attention to who's on the field, and that'll tell you a little bit about what the Bobcat defense is expecting.
And with B.J. Roberts moving on, and that it kind of – they moved around the staff a little bit. There's no special teams coordinator. Coach Vegan's kind of taken over a lot of the specialist position. That's a group that, when you look at it on paper, a young group. They're still trying to solidify and figure everything out there, but a couple of young guys competing on the specialist side too.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the media guys in the state and who sort of reacted like it was outrageous that we didn't have a special teams coordinator. And so I kind of looked back through my stuff and, we had our first full-time staff person called special teams coordinator in 2013. And so from 2013 to 2019, we had a special teams coordinator. And no other time in this program's history have we had one. So it's really sort of been an outlier, and this has kind of been the way it's always operated here, and it probably at this level to some degree, is that you divvy up the, you know, one assistant coach will have kickoff return and another will have kick coverage and another will have punt return. And so that's how it'll be. And what you have is basically the punter has been decided. That's Bryce Layton. He was a top five recruit in the whole country. Came here to study engineering, very satisfied. He's a strong-legged kid. Might not be quite as athletic as Jared Padmus was a couple years ago, because Jared was a tremendous athlete. But Bryce is really a booming punter. So I look forward to see how he looks in games. The placements will be Bryce Layton, the punter. The backup will be Tommy Mellott. The place kicker, well, the long snapper will be Tommy Sullivan. He's a freshman. And then the kickoffs and place kicking will be split between Luke Pollock and Blake Gessner. And I think I kind of got the sense that maybe Luke Pollock has a slight edge right now. He's a transfer from Kent State. And Blake Gessner is a freshman redshirt who was here last year. But those two have really waged a pretty good battle so far, and it'll be fun to watch to see how that plays out.
Yeah, there's no secret that Coach Choate was a special teams guy, a coordinator all over the country, and a lot of people look to when it came to special teams in college football overall. It will be interesting, I think, to kind of see how that evolves and changes. Obviously, that was a huge part of his game plan and where he wanted things to go, but it will be interesting to see how that continues to evolve. We're a weekend, kind of the first day today to be able to go all pads. So far, from what I've seen, knock on wood, no injuries, and that it's a lot of thud. Don't take them to the ground, obviously. You're all playing for the same team in that, but I got to imagine, and you know this, as camp goes on, and you're beating up on each other. It's going to get more and more physical as we go along.
Yeah, and we visited with Coach Vegan after practice every day, and this was the first day he didn't really praise the team's conditioning, and not because it took a dip or anything, but because you can only do that for so long. But he said that has really helped this team in every phase so far through the first week of practice, in terms of finishing strong, putting as much effort and energy, and being as technique sound late in a practice as you are early in a practice. But he also says that he really thinks that is can be credited for the team's health. So he's very positive about the job Sean Heron did in getting this team ready last winter, spring, and then through the summer. And Coach Vegan said that'll carry this team for 5 months, that's how strong and important this base of conditioning is.
We sit just a couple of weeks out of that opening kickoff against Wyoming. It's going to be quite different. It's got to be one of the few times that someone gets their first head coaching job, or they go to the school they just were at to go ahead and match up. But it starts with Wyoming, the Big Sky. I mean, looks as strong as ever, too, especially up there at the top. When you look at it's not too often when you come in the conference poll fourth in your league, but you're in the top 10 of the country as well in a lot of the other polls that come out. It's going to be a strong league, and however you want to look at it, good side, bad side, Montana State's going to run through just about every single one of those top teams and do a lot of it on the road this season.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing, is Montana State's four road games at Portland State and then at Weber State, at Eastern Washington, at Montana, and that's basically just the conference poll, the preseason coaches poll inverted at the top end. So it's going to be a major challenge. It's something that's really going to be interesting to watch, because teams in the middle of October are never the same as they are at the beginning of September. So the health and the evolution of this team and this program over that time will be interesting to track. But it's going to be a challenge. I mean, it's a tough game to start with down in Laramie, and then get to come home for Gold Rush, and then San Diego, and then open up at the end of September on the road at Portland State for the first league game.
Yep, no kidding. 1 week in, and a couple more weeks to go until that kickoff coming up. We're all excited, looking forward to it. Thanks for taking the time, Bill.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and I can't wait to get it going.
Our thanks to Bill for taking the time. Always great to be able to catch up back with him. The best teams are led by the people in the field. Case IH equipment is built by farmers who use it every day. Learn more at caseih.com/bobcats. As we remind you again, Mesa Moving and Storage is Bozeman's own local and long-distance moving company, and they're here to help your home or business move through change. Call for an estimate today. And of course, Toyota is having that rewards program. You can visit msubobcats.com/Toyota Rewards to register. Toyota is proud to be a partner of Bobcat Athletics. Well, our thanks to everyone for tuning in. We get these back started each and every Thursday. We'll be getting these out to you and getting an opportunity to be able to visit with some of the people inside the athletic department. Exciting time. Football's around. You can kind of feel the hype around campus. Classes are just about ready to get back underway. And all those fall sports. Volleyball's got a real cool one coming up here with TCU coming right around the corner that I know they're really excited about to get that opportunity as well. So we will keep you informed all the way throughout this season and throughout the athletic calendar year. So, again, thanks so much, everyone, for listening to the Rocky Armbar sponsored here podcast, The Bobcat Insider. I'm Zach Mackey saying so long. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Bobcat Insider. Be sure to stay up to date with all things Montana State Athletics by visiting msubobcats.com and by following the Cats on social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle msubobcats. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.